Everything is Dhamma, and then Nama and Rupa.
Everything is Dhamma intellectually, and then awareness of Nama, Rupa, on and on, until the moment of everything is Dhamma, which is the high level of Vipassanayana.
And also, I had trouble to explain the word sati follows the object, because I was afraid I have to use the right word to explain it. Because in Thai you say tam, you follow. And I was discussing this with Lodewijk, that we it's so difficult to explain it. It seems one moment and then another moment, or it follows. I didn't quite get it, maybe because I don't quite understand it.
After seeing, what follows?
Moha.
Or thinking.
Thinking, okay. A lot.
Instead of thinking, there can be a moment of beginning to understand reality, the characteristic of reality. For example, hardness is experienced by the body consciousness. Ordinary children or anyone can tell whether how hard it is, how soft it is, because it's experienced by the body consciousness. That is not awareness. But by knowing that what Panya knows is the object which appears through the six doorways, this can condition the moment of, even it's just the experiencing of hardness or softness, and hardness and softness is now appearing, there can be moment of beginning to, like attending to the characteristic which is hard, or the reality which experiences hardness at that moment. And in Tripitaka it says that it will be the moment of not clinging to the nimitta, the shape or the detail. For example, usually we pay attention to the thing that we think about when there is seeing. But when awareness is aware, no attention to such thought about what it is, but it's the moment of, oh, it's only a reality which is seen. That's all. Now it's the reality which can be seen. Just like this, from the very beginning, on and on, until Vipassanayana arise, then it can understand reality as it is. But it has to begin with hearing about visible object right now is seen. The reality, an element which can be seen. But there can be thought about people follow naturally.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that one should stop not knowing about the meaning of the visible object anymore. That's wrong. It has to be very natural. And the different moments is when you know that there is some moment of thinking or having, studying about the characteristic which appears as just a reality. Little by little, on and off, depending on conditions.
The word follow means the reality of seeing has fallen away, but after that, sati can be aware.
Yes.
Is that
one
right?
One is accumulating new habits, not thinking about the story or shape and form, but developing understanding.
But when there's thinking after seeing, that thinking can be, something can arise,
anything
can
which
recognize
is real.
The thinking.
Yeah. So there's no rule for anyone at all to be aware of this first or that later.
From the discussion that we have, it seems to me that it's very important to, from the studying, we know what can be the object of, can be the aramana of satipatthana, like the lakshana of the realities and all that, but it also appears to be important also to know what can be the object of sati at the beginning level, because otherwise we often mistake the thinking that comes afterward as being satipatthana, while in fact it's a sati of a different level or not even sati at all. So is that about right, or
by studying one knows that everything is Dhamma, so thinking is also Dhamma that sati can be aware of. So we don't have any fixed object or fixed rule to develop sati. Otherwise one might feel very happy to be able to have such object. So just developing understanding according to Tipitaka, exactly the same. For example, listening, considering, and then being aware, stage by stage or by conditions. There can be awareness of thinking. There can be awareness of any reality without expectation. Can there be awareness of breath?
Yes. Well, the breath as, you know, as concepts, and also as Paramattha Dhamma, it's just hardness, softness, heat, and all that.
But when we talk about Satipatthana, we do not talk about the intellectual level. So when I say, can one be aware of, can there be awareness of breath? What's the answer?
Yes.
As what?
As thinking.
Breath?
Well, I mean, like, as far as I know, as to know the object of Satipatthana has to be Paramattha Dhamma, mm-hmm. and therefore the thing that appears, maybe like you think, maybe near your nose or whatever, can be only three kinds of rupas, or like those are the ones that are seems to be apparent to everyone, but once you begin to be aware of it as breath, then at that point it has to be thinking of the breath and not sati realizing the characteristic of the rupa.
So that is not the awareness of breath then. When it's thinking about breath, it's not awareness of breath. Right?
Yes. But on the other hand, I'm not really clear how one could be aware of breath, since, you know, breath is not a rupa.
Why not? Why not? Can breath experience anything?
I'm sorry?
Can breath experience anything?
Breath cannot experience anything.
So what reality is breath?
It's rupa.
So can it be the object of awareness?
I guess then the answer is yes.
And when it appears to Satipatthana, what characteristic of breath appear?
Again, as hardness, softness, heat, or...
Like any part of the body, exactly the same. So why breath? Attachment or detachment?
I'm sorry, the question is why breath?
Some people cling to concentrate on breath, but it's not Satipatthana.
I think some people would say, well, why did the Buddha explain about breath then specifically?
He explained the truth of all kinds of development by way of samatha or by way of vipassana. For whom too?
Yes.
Not for everyone.
Not for everyone.
For those who have great accumulation of panya to be able to have breath as its object,
yes.
Like those arahatas. Mm. But don't be afraid. Otherwise, it hinders again. Who knows about one's own accumulation, whether sati is aware of breath? So one has to be courageous and cheerful to understand any kind of reality which sati is aware of. So, Kunsi, have you ever been aware of breath?
No.
Why?
It's unclear.
Is that?
Well, I mean, like, I obviously can.
What is unclear? The breath or what?
I'm pretty sure I'm aware of breath as, you know, like, not as any kind of realities, but, you know, as conventional way, you know, like, or you know, like, I'm aware of breath without any kind of sati and things like that. But, you know, like, I'm of course aware of, you know, like, okay, I'm breathing sometimes. I can feel, you know, like, I can feel the air going in and out and all that. I can feel the heat, but...
Where?
Well, on the side of the nose and things like that.
In and out?
In and out? Sometimes.
When there is no understanding, it's breath in and out. But when reality appears, no in, no out. Because in and out is only concept. It's there, but no in and no out. Why? Because whenever it arises, it falls away instantly.
To be aware of breath as an object of satipatthana, it has to be the same as it is somewhere else with the body.
Right. In order to become detached, not clinging to having more or less. It depends on conditions. To understand conditions is the moment when it arises or appears too. It depends on how much you can understand conditions at that moment, because it depends on the accumulation too. That's why even there are the major 24 conditions, but it depends on one's own understanding to be able to know what conditions is there.
You mean to develop the panya again at the realization level, it is important to know, even at the conceptual level afterward, what conditions the reality that
just
appears.
Not necessary to think about, but one knows that in order to realize the nature of reality, it's by development of satipatthana. So you don't have any trick or any rule or any key to try to have more or less understanding of paccaya or anything. But panya there develops, so panya knows more and more. When it does not develop yet, how can it know about this? It's not one's own understanding, it's the Buddha's understanding when one studies about paccaya.
So,
and those who have experienced them.
So I think what you're saying is that basically one needs to know the conditions of satipatthana in order to understand it properly.
When one understands the difference between sati, ordinary sati, which arises with dana sila or samatha, one sees the difference when sammasati at level of satipatthana arise. But when it does not arise yet, how can one know? One can think about it, but no way to know until it arises. So one know that this satipatthana is different level from the other level.
So until one can tell the difference between sati and non-sati, and maybe like sati at the satipatthana level and sati at the conceptual level, then development is not possible.
When there is no understanding of Dhamma at all, even at moment of dana, one does not know that there is sati already at that moment. Sila too, and Bhavana, Samatha or Satipatthana needs Sati Sampajanya, another level. Without the understanding of Sati Sampajanya, it's impossible to have awareness, right awareness, for both Samatha and Vipassana.
We were just talking about my example this morning that I said it doesn't matter when I have dosa, and that Achan said, but even that you can have clinging to that. So I said, if I have not a good friend in Dhamma who tells me, how can I know? And Achan says, but you can find out, but I'm doubtful about that still, that I can find it out by myself when it is so subtle. And when you are wrong, you will keep on going wrong. You accumulate this, that you don't notice the lobha, which is subtle in the development of Satipatthana.
Greeting and considering and reality appear.
I think that by nature, by accumulation, if you will, we have a lot of kilesa, and we are driven by lobha. You know, we have expectation. We were taught since we were little, you know, we need to set goal, chief, you know, or otherwise we would consider ourselves a failure. And we apply the same principle to learning Dhamma, and this is the biggest problem, you know, that it is a hindrance that we must understand, you know. As long as we understand that learning Dhamma is opposite, you know, to what we learned in the worldly sense, you know, and be aware of that, you know. And when we hear about Satipatthana, we all get excited about, you know, because this is the heart, the essence of Buddhism. So we all want to have Satipatthana. And just this alone, just this thought alone, you know. Yeah, so we have to we have to understand this. You know, so from talking to Thanachan yesterday while walking, you know, I have understood that, you know, that there's no need, you know, to rush, no need to worry about Satipatthana. You can expect to have it, but it won't happen. See, the first and foremost is to develop understanding gradually. You know, so we must be patient. You know, because each one of us have different accumulation, and we must be honest about ourselves too. We cannot compare ourselves. How come we know so much less than the other person? We have to concentrate on our own, you know, and know our own self, and continue to develop understanding. And we also must understand that this is the gradual process. This is not a sprint. We not try to get into a race with anyone. We do it at our own pace, and it must be, you know, must be at a comfortable level of our own, you know, and continue to develop that understanding at our own pace without trying to rush or expect to get anything. Okay, and once the panya grows, you know, to a certain level is strengthened, and that will be a condition for the Satipatthana without having to expect it.
No. Atimokkha is, I don't know the English word for Atimokkha.
Yeah, it's determination.
Yeah. It's the reality which determine.
To believe in
something. No. It arises with almost every citta, except some, the ahetuka citta. See, whenever there is lobha, there is Atimokkha. Mm-hmm. At moment of having dosa, there is Atimokkha as well. Any moment except some ahetuka citta. It does not arise with seeing, hearing.
When Jack was talking about knowing our own accumulations, can we really know or really comprehend, you know, that, in other words, when we start talking about comparing ourselves with other people or our knowledge or our, you know, I don't know, our wisdom, but one's, the wisdom, it seems like it's more of a moment-to-moment thing than a, this is my accumulate, you know, this sort of global concept.
One cannot get away from the idea of self as long as there is no awareness of our reality with right understanding of that characteristic as nama or rupa. So it cannot be anyone. When it's nama, it's nama. When it's rupa, it's rupa. That's all. But there can be right understanding of one's own accumulation because that object is object of awareness and it has arisen not at will. We do not have to think of wanting or to have any object because it's there already. Like this moment, it's here now. The object is here. Do we have to think to create it? Impossible. Nobody can do anything. Yeah, it's always there or here.
That's only the accumulation for that moment that you're referring to there, and not the, you know, the general accumulations mm-hmm. of, yeah. you know, to be this kind of person yeah. or that kind of person.
That's why no matter when lopa arises or dosa arises, to whom